WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 76. Details of the Branson Valley Weather follows the news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. The cost of keeping up state highways within city limits will remain with the state for the time being. A standing room only crowd of city and county officials told the Texas Transportation Commission they cannot afford the ongoing maintenance cost. Mesquite Mayor John Monaco, who's also president of the Texas Municipal League, says it won't stop with the state's 59 largest metropolitan areas.
Some of the rhetoric in support of this proposal has said that many of these state highways have begun to resemble streets, so the city ought to assume responsibility. This makes no sense. State highway is a state highway and ought to remain on the system, just as a city street will always remain a city street. In fact, many city streets in Texas cities have grown to the point that they began to function like highways, but you won't hear a mayor say the state ought to start paying for them.
Representatives from the cities of Bryan and College Station were scheduled to attend, but they were not among the speakers. TxDOT's proposed transferring 44 miles of state highways in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station to city control and at city expense. That's out of 6,900 miles statewide that have handed over to local governments, which free up $165 million a year for TxDOT to spend elsewhere. Blinn College has announced an interim president for its Brazos County campuses. Education consultant Sylvia McMullen helped create Blinn's new organizational structure and will continue to assist in developing the college's new strategic plan.
It's just an exciting opportunity to work with Blinn and the Bryan campuses. You know, it's a beginning of an academic year. There's a lot of students trying to get to the right place at the right time. So that's where the focus is. And you know, it's focused on helping Blinn College reach their objectives.
Blinn officials recently announced they're rewriting the job description and will start a second search in the near future. A state audit has found the Texas Education Agency is unable to detect widespread cheating on the state school accountability system. The report says state education officials instead rely on school districts to police themselves. Education Commissioner Michael Williams says the report points to TEA leadership failures under his predecessor. While A&M Athletics is trumpeting the news that all football tickets have been sold out for the 2015 season, the first to be played in the redeveloped Kyle Field, the Aggies still have a small chance of not selling out tomorrow's home opener. Checking the online ticket store just a moment ago, seats still are available in the upper north deck for the Rice game. A&M has 14 straight sellouts going back to the Nebraska game at the end of the 2010 season. The investigation continues into who mailed a large envelope containing powder and torn pieces of paper that wound up at the corporate headquarters of a South College Station business. The envelope that arrived Wednesday at Cognizant Technology Solutions was forwarded from a branch office that recently closed. An estimated 500 employees were evacuated from Cognizant's building in the Pebble Creek subdivision. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says two mailroom employees were exposed to what turned out to be the non-toxic substance called trypsin.
What it does, it breaks down proteins in the digestive system. It's got many commercial applications. It's fairly readily available. It's completely non-toxic. So we were able to release the building back to the owners.
The building was reopened about 2 hours later. Two more are headed to prison for an aggravated robbery west of College Station more than 2 years ago. They're among five defendants who directed three victims driving two customized cars from Austin to the Brushy community. The victims from Texas City were hit by gunfire and their cars were stolen in the April 2011 incident. Angelica Young of Bryan and Terry Fielder Jr. of College Station were both sentenced to 30 years after entering guilty pleas. Young's boyfriend, Albert Bolden Jr. of Bryan, previously entered a guilty plea and was also sentenced to 30 years. No trial dates have been set for the two remaining defendants. Also from Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man's been found guilty for the third time of aggravated sexual assault of a child. Earlier this week, a jury took 30 minutes to convict, then 15 minutes to sentence Howard Harris Jr. for two more incidents that took place in 2008. He was sentenced to consecutive life terms, which means serving 70 years before becoming eligible for parole. Forest Service officials are trying to prevent a repeat of what turned out to be the most destructive wildfire in state history, which was 2 years ago, Labor Day weekend. Tom Spencer at the A&M Forest Service says burning coals from a grill or a discarded cigarette could spark a disaster.
With the lack of rainfall that we've had in certain areas, makes the fuels tinder dry, and so it could be a situation where fires could start pretty easily.
The Bastrop County wildfire scorched more than 32,000 acres, destroyed some 1,700 homes, and killed two. And local DPS troopers are hoping for a quiet holiday weekend that follows three deaths on area highways in the last 8 days. WTAW News Time, 11 after 7. The temperature is 76. News brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Before Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston State this Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie Game Day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, located at 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongo's.com. And don't forget to like Montelongo's on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the A&M versus Sam Houston State home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is situated over Louisiana this morning. This will be responsible for the sunshine and the heat today. 97 to 102 this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight. We're 75 to 80. During the day tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. It should be about 96 to 101 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Sunday, not quite as warm. High Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll get you caught up with the high school football report, Aggie football report, and the second favorite team of me beat the first favorite team of me.
What was the score? I don't even know. What it was.
Oh, it was awful. We just got clubbed.
We mean we. You and the mouse in your pocket?
Me and the Dallas Cowboy fans.
Oh, okay.
And the 40-year-old brain of Jerry Jones.
That's right.
Yeah. 24-6.
Oh, well, yeah, that wasn't even a contest.
No, it was a drubbing. But, you know, no starters played for anybody.
Now, as you are mentioning in your story, and I think, as I understand it, we need to clarify about the 2015 football season for Texas A&M. They are saying that they're sold out. I don't believe that's correct.
It's the seating option.
Well, what it is this many people have exercised the seating option. So, you know, if people are thinking that all the money's been plunked down, they haven't. And obviously, you kind of need that because they're trying to build a bigger football stadium, so they kind of need a show of faith.
All I'm going is by Jason Cook's tweet that A&M has sold out the redeveloped 102,500-seat Kyle Field for the 2015 season.
Yeah, I think, but people need to understand, and I'm going to guess there probably won't be single-game tickets available or whatever, but
okay.
But not everybody has plunked down the entire amount of money that's going to be necessary to be sitting in those seats in 2015. It's
all right.
It's one of those people raising their hands going, yeah, it sounds all right to me. So we'll see what happens.
Do you want to?
Yeah. You want to? All right. In the meantime, we hear about these kids who are 11 years old who go to college, right? And they usually end up at, you know,
MIT.
Harvard or MIT or something like that. Well, we've got an 11-year-old aspiring physicist and Star Wars fan. How can an 11-year-old be a Star Wars fan? I mean, they weren't even born when the first one came out.
But they're doing. There's current cartoons that are running of Star Wars.
That's the reason, of course. And I'm sure that this Carson Brown U. Okay. Well, it says Huey, but I'm sure it's not pronounced Huey. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just say Carson U. Graduated in May as the co-valedictorian from the Accommodated Learning Academy in Grapevine, Texas, while he was still 10.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. So now he's 11, and he's at TCU. His mom drives him to TCU after dropping his younger brother off at school and then spends the day on campus with him. Still less than 5 feet tall, needs help with his backpack.
Yeah, I would guess.
Wants to be a quantum physicist. I couldn't say it, he wants to be it.
Of course.
Yeah, so we'll see how that. He's taking physics, math, history, and religion in his first semester.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what he has to say about religion
at
the ripe old age.
Exactly. Mom says her son was reading by the age of two and enjoyed numbers and math from an early age.
Of course, he probably knows about six different translations of the Bible,
right,
who am I to say?
And he's also self-taught as a pianist, so there you go.
I couldn't make a slinky work when I was two.
Hello?
Now, Scott, you say a 10-year-old wasn't even alive when Star Wars came out. You realize that a 34-year-old wasn't alive when
Thank you. I really appreciate you reminding me of that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember seeing it, but I don't remember. And it was, 34 years ago. Wow. His mom may have not been alive.
It's entirely possible.
When Star Wars came out, but nonetheless. All right, well, we'll follow that. I hope he's got a frog shirt, and he'll be going to the TCU game this weekend, whoever they happen to be playing. I'm sure that'll be great.
I don't know. I want to see him throw out the first pitch for the baseball game.
He may get a chance to. I guarantee you he's going to be a rock star on campus if things go well. So beating the late summer heat isn't as easy as just running to the sink in one northeastern Oklahoma town, as residents there ask not to drink the tap water after red worms were found in the filtering system. The worms, ranging in size from a half inch to an inch, showed up earlier this week in the drinking water in a town called Colcord, small town about 80 miles east of Tulsa. A city councilman said city water was turned back on Wednesday morning after workers cleaned, dried, and recleaned the water tower.
Coming to a reality show near you.
Jeez, they cleaned, dried, and then, drained, and then recleaned the water tower? No worms were found in the water tower. The councilman says the town continues to look into the worm issue, plans to find out what happened. Residents are being asked not to consume water or use it to brush your teeth or prepare food.
Okay. Was this in Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, Colcord, Oklahoma. The city councilman said, but it can be used for showers, can be used to water your lawn.
Oklahoma, where the worms come out.
Man, come out of the faucet. That's a... Okay, I've got a story. Well, I'm not going to do it now. Well, in the 8 o'clock hour, I'll do the story.
You are Teasy McTeaserson.
I know it's just not appropriate for this time of day. So, but we'll do it a little bit later on. So, I didn't see it, but obviously Miley Cyrus really got some people a little irate with her performance the other night.
Great googly mooglies.
What's it called? The twerk?
Yes.
Is that right? Is that what we're hearing? Okay, so the twerk fest. Now has made another person mad, the inventor of the foam finger, Steve Schmeller, who's from Iowa. created the finger in 1971 when he was 16 and trying to figure out a way to cheer on his high school basketball team. So when Miley Cyrus came out there in the Video Music Awards with that
Cyrus
thing, yeah, exactly, Steve was really not happy. The good news, he pointed out, quote, "Fortunately, the foam finger has been around long enough that it will survive this incident." Now, in fact, in case you're interested, and if you're not, I'm going to tell you anyway, that it made two appearances. Actually, one was photographed. It was photographed at one, and then it ended up at in a school yearbook, where it became something of an inspiration for a guy named Gerald Faust. Gerald started mass producing the foam fingers and began selling them at the 1978 Cotton Bowl game.
No kidding.
Yep, sure did. And Schmeller, again, that's the kid from Iowa, says he has never spoken with Gerald, but he believes that his creation inspired him to make the digit that we see today. I'm thinking maybe his attorneys might like to talk to him.
I bet.
But, you know, if you don't copyright it, then it doesn't matter. But nonetheless, it would be. So any of you folks out there got messy desks? Any of you folks out there have tidy desks? Well, a tidy desk has its perks, but in addition to looking nice and impressing your boss, it has been scientifically proven to foster positive behavior. Sitting at a clean desk, more likely to donate generously to your coworkers and help them out. Also, you probably abstain from littering and other crimes.
How much did the government give up for that study?
So with if you have a clean desk, you haven't committed a crime, is that it? More so than people who work in cluttered spaces. But there is a new study from the University of Minnesota that shows that a disorganized, unkempt office can be helpful as well. So there's hope. How so? It makes you more inventive. Scientists ask people at tidy and untidy desks to develop new uses for ping pong balls. I don't know. I don't know why ping pong balls. They discovered that those who sit at messy desks presented ideas that were more interesting and creative. Okay.
Why do we fall in love?
It's what do you do with a ping pong ball? Or, again, new and different ways to do that. But again, it's Minnesota, could be anything. But those of you who have messy desks out there today, as those others who have clean desks walk by and cut their eyes over at you, just why don't you put a ping pong ball on a golf tee and stick it in a piece of Play-Doh right there on your desk? Just to send the message. You may be more creative than they are. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if y'all already reported on this or not, but I saw the Daily Caller as I got A&M. I guess retiring former president, Bowen Lofton, requested over $2.5 million in exit compensation, and then tried to hide it.
I don't know if they tried to hide it. I thought it was fairly public. You basically had that, didn't you?
Yeah,
Bill?
We ran that story yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, that pretty much was what the package came to. All right, 7:24.
Grab your family and friends and come to the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 17th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques. Fun door prizes and great cooking ideas. Tickets on sale for $12 at HEB Villa Maria store in Bryan, Celebrity Spa and Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, and the Eagle. Brought to you in part by the Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spa and Salon, HEB, Factory Builder Stores, and Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and Northside parking garages. Free shuttles run to many on-campus lots, and the Get to the Grid shuttle runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic and parking information, visit transport.tamu.edu.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and I've done all I can to make my teeth look their best. Here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so that they stay whiter longer. And the best part of Power Swabs is they work after 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 1-800-351-4902. That's 1-800-351-4902. 800-351-4902.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, right at 100. In fact, though, the heat index will be above that. We may be up looking at 105 for a heat index, as a matter of fact. Mostly clear tonight with a low of about 76. Then tomorrow, a high of 101 and heat values to 106. 76 for a low. Probably won't make 100 on Sunday, but back up to there on Monday. There is a 20% chance of rain, at least as it stands right now for Monday and Tuesday. Currently, winds out of the south at 5, 82% relative humidity. We've got 77.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember when the Democrats gained supermajority status in California, their leaders bragged about how responsible they were going to be, how they would use their newly gained power for the public good. And today we have a perfect example of that. AP reports bill would let non-physicians perform abortions. Thanks to the Democrats, a bill that's just one step away from becoming law would allow nurse practitioners, certified nurse midwives, and physician's assistants to perform early abortions. The AP describes it as letting medical professionals perform aspiration abortions. Now, if you're in the Democrat Party leadership, the more accurate term would be inspiration abortions. The AP says that the method involves inserting a tube and using suction to terminate pregnancy. Democrat Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, Santa Barbara, says half of California counties do not even have abortion providers, and by God, she's going to change that. Don't let only the rich doctors abort. Hand out some of the abortion action to their assistants. Nurses, they must want to get their hands in the abortion pie as well. And how long have those midwives been complaining about being left out? Forever. So don't be greedy. Share this with the needy. With a supermajority, Democrats can quit the lie that abortions ought to be safe, legal, and rare. They can finally reveal what they believe. Everybody ought to have them. Everybody ought to do them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. Temperature 76. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A local education consultant working on Blinn College's strategic plan has also been hired as interim president of the school's campuses in Brazos County. Sylvia McMullen says it's a positive to be involved in both functions.
It helps me understand the kinds of things that actually benefit in the long run, some of the things that we can do to adjust in the short term. So it's a strong positive to be able to work closely with Blinn in this type of position. And so, you know, I feel very privileged to do this on an interim basis.
Second search will start in the near future to fill the Brazos County position on a permanent basis. The streak of 14 consecutive sellouts at Kyle Field remains technically in jeopardy this morning. A&M's online ticket store indicates seats remain available in the upper north deck. Current streak began with the Aggies' last home game of the 2010 season against Nebraska. Meantime, officials say all tickets for pre-sale have been sold for the 2015 season, the first for the expanded stadium. 75 miles of state highways within the city limits of Bryan and College Station will remain under state control for the immediate future. Before the State Highway Commission yesterday, TxDOT administrators defended their proposal to transfer 6,900 miles statewide to free up $165 million a year. The Twin Cities had representation at the state meeting but were not among the speakers. Port Arthur Mayor Dolores Arthur says they have not come out of panic mode since being notified by TxDOT 2 weeks ago.
We could possibly become bankrupt, and that is not a beautiful future for the city of Port Arthur, for any city across the state of Texas.
TxDOT Executive Director Phil Wilson was asked by the commission to confirm their intents to have cities and counties voluntarily take over state roads.
You have the authority legally on the municipality side to determine what's on or off system. But we wanted to have a conversation about how we advance this in such a way that the $165 million is identified, I wouldn't call it a savings, I would identify it as better deployment perhaps within cities and communities and districts.
The Highway Commission also heard from opponents of turning 83 miles of farm-to-market highways badly damaged by oil and gas trucks into gravel roads. Highway commissioners also pointed out yesterday they hope they can stop wearing red ribbons on their suit coat lapels, which means at least one day without a fatality on state roads. That's the same desire of local DPS troopers who have dealt with three fatalities on area highways in the last 8 days. Approaching the second anniversary of the Bastrop County wildfires, the most destructive in state history, comes a reminder about fire safety. Dry vegetation, just one danger, according to Tom Spencer at the A&M Forest Service.
Picture if you're on a wooden deck or out, if there's grass or dry brush or vegetation close by, you know, to just be, you know, to be aware of that, to be very careful, you know, keep some water handy.
2 years ago, more than 500 wildfires in Texas during the Labor Day weekend. A Bryan man returning to prison to serve two consecutive life terms for aggravated sexual assault of a child. Prosecutors say Howard Harris Jr. committed the crimes the year after he was released from prison following a similar offense. Harris will serve at least 70 years before becoming eligible for parole. A Brazos County District Court jury took 30 minutes to issue the conviction and another 15 minutes to recommend the life sentences. Judge J.D. Langley agreed with prosecutors to stack the prison time. Also from district court, two more people have pleaded guilty to participating in an aggravated robbery in the Brushy community west of College Station more than 2 years ago. Terry Fielder Jr. and Angelica Young of Bryan are among five co-defendants who hijacked two customized cars and fired shots at three victims headed home to Texas City from a car show in Austin. They were sentenced to 30 years apiece, the same as Young's boyfriend, Albert Bolden Jr. of Bryan, who made a similar deal last December. The remaining defendants are awaiting trial. The corporate office of College Station-based Cognizant Technology Solutions was evacuated after mailroom employees opened a large envelope containing a beige-colored powder and torn pieces of paper. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says before the powder was determined to be non-toxic, two employees went through a decontamination process.
They were not exhibiting any symptoms of anything, so we opted to keep them on the scene and monitor them until we could try to determine what we were dealing with. The sample was identified as trypsin, which is a non-toxic, naturally occurring protease, which is found in the digestive system of of most people.
The building was closed about 2 hours, affecting 500 employees. Police investigators say the envelope was addressed to a branch office that was recently closed and forwarded to College Station. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8. The temperature is 76. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor, meet your realtor.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community, introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $8 on select LED light bulbs now through September 30th after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
The hottest makes and models, the lowest used car prices. This combination can only mean one thing. It's Atkinson Toyota's huge Labor Day weekend rebound! Show sale! This Labor Day weekend, the inventory at Atkinson Toyota is packed with our best trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and of course, repos! Over 160 vehicles to choose from. Pay just $27 down. Payments are clearly posted on every windshield. Head start at just $89 a month. Stock number 13542A. 2001 Toyota Sienna, selling price $48.88, 60 months at 2.9% APR. All prices and payments plus tax, title, and license with approved credit, 780 Beacon or above. Plus, bring your trade, no matter what it is, and get top dollar for it.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Put just $27 down with payments from $89 a month. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, 738. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is situated over Louisiana this morning. This will be responsible for the sunshine and the heat today. 97 to 102 this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight. We're 75 to 80. During the day tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. It should be about 96 to 101 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Sunday, not quite as warm. High Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports A&M in a bit of a youth movement this year.
Fans need to bring their, either buy a program or get a flip card because there's going to be a bunch of new numbers out there on the field.
Plus, we'll also take a look at high school football, the Cowboys-Texans matchup, Major League Baseball, and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. I don't think, can people buy flip cards or do they have to buy a program?
I mean, think it's a program.
Yeah. Okay. Flip card is just a card that has all that stuff on one side and then the other.
They wouldn't make as much money.
No, they wouldn't. That's probably why you can't do that. So let's hear it for the national schools in Liberia.
can we take a minute to look up their fight song on YouTube
something? Thank you for mentioning that. I need to get the Rice Owl fight song. Kevin, if you'd find that for me.
I'm working on it.
All right. Now, back to Liberia. Every one of the nearly 25,000 candidates for the University of Liberia failed the school's admission exam.
I'd like to take a copy of that.
That's not bad at all, is it? Boy, okay, so you got that going for you. And, oh, by the way, in this break, we're going to give away tickets to the football game. I have a pair of tickets.
Which one?
The Texas A&M University right now.
You want all of it?
Probably not, but that's all. No, I mean, we'll take a little more. Because, yeah. All right, that's enough. Thanks. Okay.
It's all we're going to hear from the mob for sure.
I'm really glad you checked on that. By the way, the words are fight for rice, rice fight on, loyal sons arise. And the women are going, hey, what about us? Okay. What's the deal? Why aren't they here?
Because they only pick one away game to go to, and they decided to go to UTSA.
Did they?
Because San Antonio would be more fun on the Riverwalk than it would be here.
Hello?
Yeah, it's not the Sput song, it's the alma mater, but yeah. The Aggie Van has some interesting different lyrics to their school's alma mater.
We're about to give you that.
The alternate version?
No. Yeah. Okay, this is the alma mater for Rice. All for Rice's honor we will fight. We will be fighting when this day is done, and when the dawn comes breaking, we'll be fighting on, Rice, gray and blue. We will be loyal to Rice, be true. There you go. Caller with an interesting question. Let's say the Aggies are ahead 40-0 at halftime.
Yes, he does play. He absolutely plays.
Will they be accused of running up to score?
Oh, no, they won't.
How many quarterbacks?
Yeah. Well,
in the first half will play?
Two in the first half.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We know one that won't.
No.
But, anyway. All right, so here we go. 695-1620. It's a trivia question for the Rice football tickets.
Hey, answer the phone right now.
There's nobody there.
We actually have people who pay attention.
We do. That's the thing that's nice. And then also quite often when I say don't call again, that's the difference between us and most other radio stations in town. Mm-hmm.
Our listeners is SMRT.
Yeah, they listen. They am.
SMRT. Well,
No sooner. You say that.
It's now ringing.
Hello.
Hey,
what's up?
I'd like to answer some trivia.
Well, I bet you would, but I haven't asked the question
yet.
Yeah,
What's the answer?
I need to hear the question.
I know.
Wait a minute. No. Your voice just changed.
What's the answer?
That's not how this works.
Stop calling. Hey.
Neener.
Yeah, all right, I don't know. Maybe
this is not Jeopardy.
Maybe Mix is off the air today, so they got to listen over here. I don't know. All right, here we go. This is the trivia question. I'm not answering. You're going to have to not call now.
I'd keep answering.
Yeah, I'm sure. Number to call is 695-1620.
You'll never give away the tickets.
695-1620. What's the answer?
Pineapples are a bromeliad.
Oh, that was going to be tomorrow's question. No, that's not it. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Okay. This state makes more disco balls than any other. 695-1620.
You're
state,
kidding
695-1620.
Me.
695-1620. What's the answer?
I haven't heard the question.
Well, I'm sorry. Hi, what's the answer? Hi, what's the answer?
Illinois.
No, thank you. 695-1620. This state makes more disco balls than any other. What's the answer?
California.
Nope, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Nebraska.
No, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
California.
Nope, thanks. This state makes more disco balls than any other. What's the answer?
New Jersey.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Ohio.
No, thank you. 695-1620 for your guess. What's the answer?
Michigan.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Pennsylvania.
No, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Texas.
No, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Colorado.
No, this state makes more disco balls than any other. What's the answer?
New York.
No, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
New York.
No, thanks. Hi, you're on WTAW. What's the answer?
Nevada.
Nope, thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
North Carolina.
Nope, thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Kentucky.
That's it. It's Kentucky.
Hey!
All right. How long did it take you to Google that?
About 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm very resourceful.
I know. In fact, Louisville, Kentucky, not just Kentucky, but one company, Louisville, makes 90% of the disco balls. Who's this?
This is Lisa Burton.
What do you do, Lisa?
I'm a career coordinator for the Texas A&M Career Center. I work with Mays Business School students.
Wonderful. Good for you. Well, you want some tickets to the football game?
Sure.
Okay, it's at noon tomorrow. It's the big stadium. It has Kyle Field on the back of it. You know where that is, right?
I think I can find it.
Okay, that's good. We've got the tickets up here at the Crystal Park Plaza. If you'll come by here today, we'll have them for you.
Awesome. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Congratulations, Lisa. Bye.
Fastest Googler in the morning. Okay.
And it took that long still.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, anyhow, it's I don't know. I had the name of the company up a little while ago, but this company in Louisville, Kentucky makes 90% of the disco balls in America. Not that there's a big need for that anymore. You know what I'm saying? I hope they've diversified. I mean, I hope they got some other products out there.
I don't know, because you see them everywhere. So there's got to be repair stuff, and you can buy them. You can buy little ones at Spencer's and stuff. You stop it right now.
You see them everywhere?
You do.
Tell me the last place you saw one.
I saw a half dozen of them at Spencer's.
Okay. Well,
in action.
Yeah. Yeah. It
at the Hilton, probably, for the Opus Gala or
okay,
something.
Okay, we'll see. Well, the gala hadn't been there in about 3 years, but that's fine.
I'm going to come in there in about 2 seconds, DeLuca.
I'm just saying. You see them everywhere. Yeah, okay, if you walk into Walmart and they've got 19 of them, that's not everywhere.
I'm about to be on you like cheap on Kmart.
Great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Here in Colorado, winter can be unpredictable. You can be thrown into a deep freeze for days and then right back to short sleeve weather, then back to numbing cold. But all that fluctuation illustrates an important life principle about waiting for the right time. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Outdoor plants have a tough time along the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains. Stretches of unusually spring-like temperatures can trick them into thinking winter's over, even if it's still February. Flowers push and trees start to sprout leaves, only to be shocked back into dormancy with the next freeze. In the same way weather confuses plants, our circumstances often give the appearance that we should forge ahead with a decision. But we later realize the timing wasn't as right as it appeared. Perhaps you've been bombarded by sales ads urging you to buy now because these deals just won't last. But maybe it's better to wait to save your money instead of loading yourself up with debt. Or you might have a child begging to play baseball or join the football team. But what if the demands of that schedule will prevent them from participating in another activity they'd rather be involved with? Well, whatever your situation, be careful to look farther down the road to decide if it's the right season for a particular decision, or whether it might be better to wait. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. It's Friday, and we're leaning on fall, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the Texas High School Football Report with Zach Taylor.
It's football time in the great state of Texas, and teams from all around the Brazos Valley are gearing up for their season openers tonight. Following a 2012 campaign in which they went 9-3 and advanced the 5A area round, the A&M Consolidated Tigers will be looking to pick up right where they left off when they visit the Coppers Cove Bulldogs tonight. Here's head coach David Raffield.
My goal, as always, is to be successful in the playoffs. To do that, you got to win in district. To win in district, you have to be prepared. A team like Coppers Cove, when we line up and play Friday night, we'll know exactly where we are and what we have to do to get better.
Kickoff is slated for 7:30 with coverage beginning at 7 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan Vikings had a tough first year under head coach Ross Rogers, going 3-7 and 2-4 in district. But each year is a new beginning, and for Coach Rogers and the Vikings, that all started this offseason.
28 or 9 years as a head coach now, it's the best I've ever been around. It started that way in January. Our kids bought into them. We asked them to do things, invest more, have a purpose every day. Our kids did it as far as their grades. They did it as far as the work ethic. And I just can't be more pleased with a group of guys that have bought into it.
The Vikings will be looking to make all that hard work pay off when they visit Waco Midway tonight at 7:30. You can catch all the action of that game from start to finish on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. 2013 will be the sixth season for Rudder High football, and it hasn't been an easy road. The Rangers were just 3-7 last year and missed out on the postseason. But Coach C.M. Pierre knows his team can turn it around, starting with a win tonight over Elgin.
They do a lot of movement. Don't do a lot of stunning with backers, but do a lot of movement. So it's going to be quite a challenge. But, you know, looking at them on film, there's some things they do and there's some things they don't do well. So we're going to try and exploit that and take advantage of that.
Game time is set for 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium. Broadcast will be on Peace 107. The Navasota Rattlers made an historic run in 2012, capturing the 3A Division II state title. But while Coach Lee Fedora says he's proud of last year's squad, his focus is on getting it done this year.
What I love is hearing from those guys that are gone, and they text me all the time saying, Coach, get the guys focused. 2012 is over. It's now for 2013. That's how I start the season this year. I said, guys, people are going to ask you about 2012. The best way to answer is it's not 2012 anymore, and so our kids are focused for this year.
The Rattlers will host the Willis Wildcats at 7:30 on Navasota News 1550. Some other games from around town. The College Station Cougars kick off their second season against Schulenburg at 7:30, and St. Joseph's takes on Temple Central Christian at 7:30 as well. You can, of course, check out all the coverage of your favorite teams on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. On the eve of a new and possible program-changing season for the Aggies, they're all set to open up the 119th football season against an old Southwest Conference foe in Rice. The two teams have met 79 times, with A&M holding a 50-27-2 record over the Owls. They also beat the Owls in their last matchup back in 1995, and as we've said all year, it's going to be a youth movement, and folks are thinking this game could be a walk. With the suspensions, Johnny Football on the bench for the first half, and some are beginning to wonder a little bit. Here's Coach Sumlin, and he has a great deal of respect for the Rice coach David Bailiff and the Rice football team.
Going into this, Rice is a football team that returns 19 fifth-year seniors, 23 seniors total, all five starting linemen back. A lot of guys back on defense. I know that they've had some injuries, but started the year with 9 of 11 back on defense. A very, very veteran football team that is well coached. Everybody knows my relationship with David Bailiff. Going back before we were head coaches, living in the same neighborhood in Houston, they won 5 in a row coming off of last season with a bowl win. They will challenge and they're going to challenge as one of the better teams in Conference USA next year, and wouldn't be surprised for them to have a chance to win the league.
Kickoff is at noon with Dave and Dave. It starts the pregame at 11, and it's all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Number 19, Texas A&M volleyball team embarks on a tough non-conference weekend. The Maroon and White host a pair of teams that appeared in the 2012 NCAA championships, including Arizona State on Friday and Pepperdine on Sunday. Now, the Aggies don't play until Saturday, but college football officially kicked off last night with several teams playing in top 25 action. Jeff Scott ran a 75-yard touchdown back with 1:07 left, and Mississippi rallied twice Thursday to beat Vandy 39-35. Number 6 South Carolina beat North Carolina 27-10 on runs just like this.
And here comes Connor Shaw, I formation, Mike Davis behind McLaurin. Davis breaks out of the pack of the 30. Davis opening it up into the Tar Heel territory. Davis going to run away from him. Are you kidding me? Mike Davis goes 75 yards.
Southern Cal, number 24 in the country, had no problem with the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii. They won 30-13. In the pros, Case Keenum and TJ Yates each threw a touchdown pass in their battle for the backup job to lead the Houston Texans past the Cowboys 24-6 last night. Keenum directed touchdown drives with 87 and 80 yards. Yates threw a 21-yard scoring pass to Andy Kearse and led another drive to a field goal. And here's Houston coach Gary Kubiak.
And these young guys, boy, did they play good tonight, you know, and you could just tell that they were very far along in the progress. I think we got 75 guys in there that can play in this league. You know, unfortunately, they can't all play for us this year.
In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers had the night off, and the Mariners held a 3-2 victory over the Houston Astros last night to end a 6-game skid for the Mariners. Tiger Woods says his back's okay, and he's ready to play in the Deutsche Bank Championships, which starts tomorrow. Woods appeared to be swinging freely in the Pro-Am today. He was bothered by back spasms in the final round of the Barclays last week, where at one point he dropped to his knees in pain. And finally, a federal judge says the NFL and more than 4,500 former players want to settle conclusively a lawsuit related to concussions at about $765 million. The global settlement would fund medical exams, concussion-related compensation, and medical research. Among the plaintiffs are at least 10 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the family of Pro Bowl linebacker Junior Seau, who committed suicide last year. And that's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
I've talked a lot about my friends at Zwicker & Associates. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Today, I want to tell you about one of the many ways that they truly shine. And when you list your home with Zwicker & Associates, your listing's going to shine too. You see, they use an architectural photographer out of Houston. This guy's not a wedding photographer or a portrait photographer. No, he is a high-end architectural photographer. What does that mean? It means that not only does he have the right equipment to be able to capture your home, he also has the lenses to help make your rooms look more spacious. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You've all seen those horrible pictures on other listings where it's just in the corner of the room or you can see the person actually taking the picture like in the bathroom mirror. You will never see that kind of photo with a Zwicker & Associates listing. You'll see gorgeous stage spaces, photographs that are processed so the buyers can appreciate all of the natural light pouring in from all the windows and still see all the detail of the room. Did you know over 80% of home buyers suggest that pictures are the single most useful piece of information in deciding which homes to view? If you want to make sure that your home is the clear choice for buyers, call Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams. ZARealestate.com.
Mowing a big yard like ours can be a real pain. So when the folks at Sioux Falls Prater told us we could cover ground faster and be cozier on a John Deere X700 Series lawn tractor, we were skeptical. But after that first ride, we were believers because the X700 Series rides smooth as butter. Plus, it does more than just mow. Tons of attachments that Sioux Falls Prater allows to do almost anything around the yard. And seeing how comfy it is, I think my husband's found his new favorite seat in the house. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and now from Steve Martin, this warning.
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
That's because the 2011 Fukushima nuclear plant disaster, remember that?
Yes.
And that all that radioactive junk, remember all that?
From the tsunami.
That's exactly right. Well, it's it was released into the air, and it's slowly making its way across. It's going to reach the west coast of the United States in March of 2014.
Oh, I thought that was caused the red worms in Oklahoma.
No.
Oh, God!
No.